This is URN.
Hello, welcome back to The Pulse. Our next story is on the Viagra epidemic among young men and basically its effects. So, Anna Rose?
Hi. So, in the last 5 years, the purchasing legally alone of Viagra has gone up 40% in the UK. And I think that's the article discussed is going to be about essentially the negative side effects of Viagra and how a lot of particularly students are taking it. So I thought it would be quite a relevant article to bring up because obviously there may be some people listening to this that use it and don't know the negative externalities that it has. But yeah, to outline the negative externalities that were written in the article, a lot of people don't realise that Viagra, you can actually make your body become dependent on it, in the sense that you will not be able to get an erection without the use of Viagra. So if you don't already have erectile dysfunction, it's like it's basically really bad to just be using it. And there's been a massive rise in counterfeit Viagra being sold because it's very, very easy to make, apparently. Not that I'd know. But yeah, it's been very easy to make. So it's being sold by like drug dealers. And the other major point that was made in the article is that a lot of people that are buying Viagra are buying them illegally and potentially them not being Viagra. But because when you go to, say, a rave or a club, some people do obviously illegal drugs, and some of these illegal drugs, such as MDMA, cocaine, or speed, all cause erectile dysfunction, not permanently, but in the moment while you're under the influence, cause erectile dysfunction. So a lot of these dealers are then selling these counterfeit Viagra alongside the illegal drugs in order to obviously counteract this problem that a lot of young men are having. But again, to mention, a lot of young men don't realise that their bodies do actually become dependent. And so there is, I'm not a scientist, but there are certain layers of skin in the penis that become scarred, and they literally, the cells begin to die, essentially, stopping you from when you're older being able to get an erection. So I wanted to bring this article up because I thought it's quite important that people know this, because apparently, I mean, I obviously as a female, I don't really know this, but a lot of people have been taking it apparently, and nobody really knows these adverse effects essentially. So I think
it's really interesting, especially because it's not an issue you would associate with anyone of our generation. When you said it, we're all a bit like, really, students? Are you sure? So it's definitely an interesting concept, and the idea that obviously what is being taken obviously isn't necessarily the actual thing people are thinking they're taking, which is a whole nother issue in itself, and it happens with lots of drugs. And we were discussing that happens with people taking counterfeit versions of drugs you can actually buy, and that's another issue in itself.
I was completely gobsmacked that was an issue with people our age. Like, once you'd explained it, I can see the logic somewhat, but and I think another issue with things like this is that Viagra is a very kind of, it's a brand that is known. So I think a lot of people then think, oh, there's not really any adverse effects to that, because it is quite, no, it's not necessarily normalised, but I think the fact that it is so well known and it's got kind of a reputation for being safe, it's not necessarily seen as a dangerous drug, even though it's a prescription drug. Mm-hmm. But obviously I think that these effects need to be more widely known, especially amongst our own generation, it seems.
I don't even think you can have to have a prescription now. I think they've made it so...
Over the counter in the last few years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's like, I think it's a recent thing. I only know this because there's like so many adverts about it on the television. But yeah, like...
Well, that's the problem in itself, though. It's obviously being heavily advertised because the companies want to make money out of it.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna mention, actually, is that these companies have actually been targeting young men in particular, because... I should have mentioned this earlier, but actually I was reading a few studies. Don't ask me why I was reading this, because I'd rather not answer. But I was reading quite a few studies on actually erectile dysfunction has actually increased massively in young men over the last like few years. I can't give you exact statistics on it because I just can't remember them and I don't want to lie to you guys. But companies have been really targeting young men.
That's really interesting. And I think probably because pharmaceutical companies, obviously they want to earn money, so they are going to pump loads of money into advertising products. So if they're advertising things like Viagra, if you're on a night out and someone is giving you something and you know it's a well-known brand and you don't think it's dangerous and stuff, I think that people just are not aware. And obviously the company itself is not going to, they'll make it known somewhere on the advert. It'll be in the little fine line, like fine writing at the bottom that no one ever reads, that yeah, it may have some adverse effects, but I feel like it's not widely enough known at all.
Something that's just come to me as I've been thinking is that actually there was a story where one of the ex like Love Islander stars was like caught outside a club asking for Viagra, and it's just sort of come back to me as that's been something that's happened, and obviously that was widely known knowledge. And so I guess it's also the idea that if he was asking around for it and then it came out and it was on the news and people put it all over social media, it's again that idea that it's a normal sort of thing to be taking as almost like a club drug.
I think, yeah, for me this brings back the point that, like, I mean, it's slightly unrelated, but I do think it's a valid point to bring up, is that particularly, well, to be fair, you know, since the beginning of all of this, prescription drugs are always deemed as safer than, you know, illegal drugs. And to an extent, perhaps they are, but people really, really forget just how dangerous that a lot of these drugs are, because, you know, people go, oh, well, they've got, yeah, they're FDA approved. And I'm like, yeah, but if A, you take too many of them. So for a good example is topical steroid cream, always prescribed by doctors for, say, eczema or rashes. If you start using that daily, without not by the doctor's direct use, it will literally thin your skin and your skin becomes addicted to it. So, like, people do forget that just because something's legal, just because it's a prescription drug, or just because you can get it over the counter, does not mean it's safe.
Yeah, and even more is the fact that, obviously, if you, like, in the example you gave, is actually they aren't even the real version. They are counterfeit versions, and your drug dealers are not interested in what's in them. They're really not. And so that's the biggest problem, is sort of the idea that they're seen as safe, and then the counterfeit versions are seen as safe, which is even worse, because there's no one to hold accountable if they're not.
No, exactly. That was the problem with the whole fake Xanax thing that came out in the last few years.
Yeah, no, I definitely think it's certainly interesting that, like, it's become popular, and also maybe they're not connecting the two. I think maybe they definitely should investigate this more and try and see if they can inform young men maybe why they shouldn't be using it. I'm afraid that's all we have time for. That
this is URN.